This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Most people use cars to get from point A to point B, but some use them to make a statement. There are two cars on the market right now that make loud and completely opposite political statements. Slate's Daniel Gross has this analysis of what recent sales figures might tell us about the state of the nation.
Back in 2001, Bush Press Secretary Ari Fleischer asserted that driving gigantic vehicles and burning fossil fuels was part of the blessed American way of life. No vehicle was more blessed than the gigantic Hummer, the military Jeep knockoff introduced in 1992 and acquired by General Motors in 1999. After 9/11, the Hummers, which get about 13 miles per gallon, assumed a new symbolism. Driving the biggest, baddest, least fuel-efficient car on the planet was a way of defying those who suggested we rethink our dependence on foreign oil. And if you couldn't join the war on terror, you could at least be an active homefront warrior by buying an expensive Hummer and thus stimulating the economy. By the summer of 2002, Hummers were hot. Customers had to wait months to take delivery. But on a year-over-year basis, sales have fallen in every month since September 2003. In January, they were down one-third from the year before. And GM has reportedly throttled back its 2004 sales forecast from 40,000 to 30,000. Meanwhile, the Hummer's polar opposite, Toyota's hybrid Prius, which can get upwards of 50 miles per gallon, has become an object of desire. In November, the Prius outsold the Hummer by a 2-to-1 margin. This year, Toyota plans to make 47,000 for the U.S. market, twice the 2003 figure. And it's still not nearly enough. My local Toyota dealer says customers have to wait 6 months for a Prius. By contrast, my local Hummer dealer has several on the lot. This tale of two models doesn't necessarily mean American car buyers are demonstrating conspicuous virtue, or that the prospect of $2 a gallon gas is pushing them out of the axle of evil and into small, gas-sipping, glorified golf carts. Taken together, the Hummer and Prius account for the tiniest fraction of U.S. car sales. But behavior at the margins can influence entire markets. The success of the Prius is encouraging other automakers to adopt hybrid motors. Apparently, there's even a hybrid Hummer in the works. Consumer behavior can send strong signals to companies. The fact that they respond quickly is what really makes the American way of life blessed.
Opinion and analysis from Daniel Gross. He writes the Money Box column for Slate.